to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and yesterday we started looking at dunamis power, which means dunamis, miraculous power. We have the power over our own lives and over the attacks of the enemy in ourselves and in our families. And we've been speaking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the power of the gospel. And we're just about to pick up right now with another scripture in Romans. So let's pick up the service right now, be part of what God's doing, and let's grab our miraculous results and miracle today. Amen.
Romans 1. And we're looking at verse 16 out of the NIV. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What's another name for the gospel? Why is it good news? Why would they say? I mean, that's what the word means. Gospel means good news. Remember Jesus said in Isaiah 61 when he got the scroll to read and he read from the scroll of Isaiah, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to save those, redeem those, deliver those, heal those, bless those, all of those that we were and needed. That is good news. I'm so glad that Jesus came to the earth to redeem my life and get me out of the power of the kingdom of darkness and translate me into the kingdom of his dear son. I am so grateful because to me that's the best news. I'm born again. That's good news. Come on. I don't have to stay sick. That's good news. And I've proven it. And I've proven it. Ask my son. I've proven it. Time and again. Many years. I don't have to be broke any longer. That's good news. I don't have to be in addiction any longer. That's good news. I don't have to have fear. That's good news. I don't have to be stressed out. That's good news. So I understand why it means good news. And if you're taking the gospel to people, you're taking good news to people. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. That's great news. Amen. I used to be so religious, man. I was the worst of the worst because I was a drug addict because my parents drugged me to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, Stations of the Cross. Whenever the doors of the church opened, I was there. Didn't want to be there, but I was there. And so I was so religious, I'd look down my nose at you and think, I'm better than you. I go to church, didn't know Jesus, didn't even know why he was on the cross. So I was a Catholic. I saw him hanging on the cross. I didn't know why he's on this cross. But I knew he did something for me, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank God the Catholics taught that. Thank God, because I could have been totally messed up. But they brought something to my brain. Thank God. And the enemy couldn't keep it blocked until the Holy Ghost came, kicked him out, and gave me life, salvation. It was the Holy Ghost that saved me. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved. And that not of yourselves. For by grace, through faith are yourselves. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Lest you should boast that you... No. It's a free gift of God. That's miraculous, and that's great news, and that's good news, and that's the gospel. So he says, yeah, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power. The good news, the gospel, is the power. That word power, once again, is the same word that we used for dunamis, where we get our word English, dynamite, for ability, for strength, for authority, for miracles. Look what he says here. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Amen. The power to get that miracle of a free rebirth into what God originally planned. The blueprint was messed up and the curse came through sin. We all know how that came about. But Jesus came back and he reverted those that are born again back to the blueprint in the garden. And just so you know, Adam was never sick. Maybe after the fall, but before the fall, he wouldn't have known the word sick meant. Amen. And so, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. A lot of translations say the good news. Because it is the power. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. So who can believe? Anyone. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Anybody who believes in Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection gets the power of the good news and receives salvation and walks tall. That's what it's all about. Now, he says to the Jews first. And we know that Paul was sent to different people and Peter was sent to different ones, Jews and Gentiles. And then they discovered God in his brilliance. Because let me tell you something. Israel is the nation that Jesus Christ came through. Israel was not a nation until Abram, his name was Abram, A-B-R-A-M, which meant father. Abram was born and he was a stargazer, maybe a fortune teller. And God called him and said, I want you to leave your house and go to a place you don't know. And by faith, Abraham went somewhere he had no clue where he was going. Some of us here, we can't take two steps forward without having to have the answer. Amen. And so what happened was Abram had the child, we all know, with Sarah. And from Abram, one new man, we got the Jewish nation came about, the Israelites. The Israelites came about. And God said, okay, they are my covenant people. And through them, when Abram offered to sacrifice Isaac, Jesus said, okay, he stopped him. He said, I now know you'll do anything I ask you. I trust you. Now you've given me permission in the world to send my son as a sacrificial offering. That whole offering that went down, sacrifice, where he was going to sacrifice Isaac, was to get Christ in you. And Christ came here, born of a virgin in Israel. In Israel. Everyone say, Jesus was born in Israel. And he came from the lineage of David. I guess he was Jewish. Or an Israelite. What would you say? And so now, what happens is God said, he sends him out to all corners of the earth to go and witness, be my witness. He said, but don't go until you get filled with the Holy Spirit. In the upper room, they have Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes and fills them up, and then they go out in all the power and the glory that they brought to God's name is amazing. But now, God says in Romans 10 and 11, you can read it, he says that the Israelites didn't accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They're still waiting for the Messiah, correct? A lot of them. I've got a lot of rabbi and Jewish friends that are messianic. They preach Christ and they're really very clued up because they can understand Hebrew, etc. So, but they love Jesus and they're born again. And what happened was when Peter went to speak to the centurion who had called for him, because God said, your alms have come before me as an offering, and he was a Roman centurion, and he sent Peter to him, and Peter went to this man, this Roman centurion, and when he got there, through miraculous workings, when he got there, this man, being Italian, had his whole family with him. And how many of you know Italians are big families, man? How many of you know? They talk with their hands, they eat with their mouths, and they tell you, hey, la bella, bonde, ande. You don't know what they're saying, but they're just going, right? Italiano. And they got kids everywhere. Half the nation's Italian. Go to New York. I went to Italy once because I got black hair. Everyone saw me, bonde, ande, bonde, rande. And I learned to say, no parlo italiano. That means I don't speak Italian. You know, they think the whole world's Italian. So they went to his house, this Roman centurion, and all the family was there. And when Peter walked in, he looked and he started to tell about Jesus Christ. And they all got saved, all of them. And then the strangest thing happened. They got spirit-filled and started praying the heavenly language. And then Peter said, I perceive that God's opened the doors to the Gentiles. That's how we got in. The Bible says that the tree, the actual tree, which was Israel, represents Israel, rejected Jesus, affording the Gentiles to get in, and God is bringing every Jew back into the kingdom. He said, if the first fruits be holy, the whole lump will be holy. So all the Israelites are going to be saved, and they're going to receive Jesus as Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God. You think he's clever? Think God knows what he's up about? Oh, my God. So he did that so that you and I could get in as Gentiles. And now we have a covenant with God. Can you say amen? That's so exciting. And so there's power. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Black, white, any nation doesn't make a difference. Male, female makes no difference. If you're a Muslim, if you're a South African, if you're a Portuguese, you believe in Jesus Christ. Boom! You become my brother, my sister. That's, I love God, man. He unchained me so long ago. Now watch here. He said, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. The Jews are not going to be left behind. They're the apple of God's eye. So that's why it says to pray for Israel, pray for Jerusalem in particular. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Praise God for Donald Trump. Hallelujah. Bless the Jews. Bless the Jews. Amen. The gospel, still powerful and still good news. You know, so many people have said about the Bible, well, it's dated now. We need to update it. And some people have changed the name God for, they're just sickos. There are some people that are really weird out there. The gospel has still got the same power it always had, and it's still saving people's lives today and healing people and blessing people today. My God. Now get this. We know that God said these words. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am right there in their midst. Is that correct? Well, how many of us, or more of us than two or three in this place today? Are there more of us? Two or three and watching on the internet. So there's more than two or three gathered in his name. And what did God say if we gathered in his name? What did he say? He's in the midst of what's going on here. So God's here today. So everyone say, hi, Father. Hi, Jesus. Hello, Holy Spirit. Now, some may think that's weird, but that's how I talk to God in the mornings when I'm praying. And so should you, because we can hear him and he can hear us, because he's God.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.